Another beating in India highlights the challenge for Christians. Rescue units in Zambia are planning new hope, and a prison ministry goes full circle. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Violence continues plaguing Christians across India. Until now, Christians could only guess that they were being attacked because so many Hindus were turning to Christ. President of Mission India of Grand Rapids, Michigan, Dave Straver, says the evidence comes directly from the hardline Hindu groups.
We got a PowerPoint presentation from a Hindu extremist group warning people in the state of Karnataka that the Christians are growing so fast. They're worried that the state might actually become a majority Christian state.
Hindus also believe Andhra Pradesh could become Christian. Hindu radicals are responding with violence. Just recently, they attacked a Mission India-supported pastor.
About 11:30 in the morning, middle of the service, a group of approximately 50 men ran into the church wielding clubs. They ran up to the pulpit area and just began beating the pastor.
Pray this attack will allow the church to grow. Next, imagine a country where half the population is under the age of 15 and the older generation is dead or dying from AIDS. For millions in Zambia, this is their reality. Teen Missions International's Bob Bland says without parents, these kids are losing touch with tribal roots.
They are not taught the things that they would normally learn in a village situation, such as how to grow a garden, because there's no one to train them. At our rescue units, one of the things that we do is try to help them grow gardens. To do that, we provide a hoe.
Teen Missions has 33 rescue units in country, helping orphans plant gardens and providing for their medical and physical needs and education. Bland calls this practical Christianity.
There's been a tremendous response among the orphans. They're thrilled that someone cares for them, because an orphan is looked down upon to start with, and an AIDS orphan has a double whammy.
Many are coming to Christ. Check out our website to learn how you can help in the fight against AIDS. You're listening to Mission Network News. Cure International is launching a new clinic in Niger. Cure's Laron Lehman is asking for prayer as planning and development continues. There are a lot of details and staffing issues that need to fall into place in a short time.
Having God's favor and Him preparing the way and the path for us is going to be very important.
Plans are to open next September. Lehman says they'll be treating disorders ranging from club foot to cleft palate.
I think it sort of runs the gamut of mostly birth defect kind of thing.
In some places, sharing the love of Jesus can trigger hostility. But in Niger, Cure International teams aren't expecting any opposition from the Muslim community.
It appears that it's a little bit of a different flavor, so to speak, than maybe what we experience in some of our other hospitals in the Middle East.
Ask God to give teams wisdom and peace as they continue planning.
You know, there's days where it seems like an overwhelming task of all the things that have to be accomplished between here and before we can really start helping children and families.
Elsewhere, this is the story of a man, his camel, the desert, and the gospel. Open Doors USA says a man we'll call Charles lives in North Africa. After he came to Christ, his family rejected him, but he had a vision of sharing the gospel with the nomads of the desert. Riding his camel, he traveled far to visit other believers and share the gospel. After one long trip, the camel died. Open Doors gave Charles the money for a new one, and he's taking the word of God to the people of the desert once more. And an inmate we'll call Kim suffered abuse at the hands of caregivers and loved ones as a child. That cycle continued for her as an adult. She eventually murdered an abusive husband. Kim's now serving a 115-year prison sentence, but the gospel got a hold of her behind bars. Now enrolled in the Crossroad Bible Institute, she reaches out to disciple other women inmates across the U.S. You can be a part of helping this ministry succeed. The hows and whys are at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have questions about any of today's stories, call us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org to sign up for free news updates, podcasts, and more. By the way, Mission Network News is partnering with OneNewsNow.com. That's OneNewsNow.com. I'm Greg Yoder.